You were born when?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
My prayer was I asked God not to let the devil kill me out here. Before I can get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church on the
ground. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Every day I'm feeling just like Sunday. Why you cry? Time to cry. Bring the light, everything is going my way. Light and clean, living clean. Just with the power and I'm feeling like lighter. Heard him say, give him praise. Assume I'm acting like this. See the day go by, I don't cry. Thank the Lord of the world. And if you wonder why, love and life. I'm close and I said you were blue. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets. Shining from my face, I'm like gold.
Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. Shining from my face, I'm like gold.
Yes, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, till the kids are breaking out the first time. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I'm like this. And a day go by, I don't try. Thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why, I'm loving life. Come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm
living every moment, no regrets. Shining from my face, I'm like gold.
Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes,
ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
Yes,
living every moment, no regrets. Shining from my face, I'm like gold.
Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Genesis 12:2. The second scripture is going to be from Ephesians 1:3. So the first scripture is going to be from Genesis 12 and 2. And the second scripture is going to be from Ephesians 1 and 3. But first, we're going to have a word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word because your word is blessed. And because you have blessed us through your word, you sent your word to bless us. And we thank you because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into your kingdom. Hallelujah. In other words, Father God, you have allowed us to be what you are. You have allowed us to operate like you operate, according to Colossians 1 and 13. Why? Because we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for paying that price. It's according to your word, Father God. We are truly blessed. John 8, 31, 32 said, we have been set free, and I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you for your word, Father God, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn how blessed we are. Crucified with Christ, and we are alive with Christ, according to Galatians 2 and 20. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that we are no longer condemned, because your word have declared that therefore now is no condemnation. I thank you for your blessed word, Father God, because it's in your blessed word, Father God, that we learn that we are the light of the world and that we are the salt of the earth, and we're going to let that light shine. We're going to season everything across our path. I thank you, Father God, that it's through your word, Father God, we are blessed. We're blessed because we are partakers of a divine nature. Hallelujah. I thank you for it and praise you for it. I bless your holy name, Father God, for being such an awesome God, a good God, a God that just give us everything. Not only will you give us everything, but you gave us your only thing, which is your begotten Son. I thank you for it. I thank you for reconciling us back to you. And also, you made us a ministers of reconciliation. I thank you for it, Father God. That make us like you. We are citizens of heaven, and we can be seated, positioned in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for this broadcast today. I thank you for blessing it. It's already blessed. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it, Father God. I thank you for the blessing of those that will hear this word. I thank you and bless you, Father God, for those that will receive this word. I thank you and bless you for those that will do this word. I thank you. Give you the honor and glory and the praises today for it, Father God. You're such an awesome God. You're so glorious in the things you do. I just look at your beauty, Father God, how you made this world so beautiful. That's what you do. You give beautiful things. You're a beautiful God. You made the sky beautiful. You made the rainbow, everything you made beautiful, Father God. And it works according to your plan. I mean, we get summer when we're supposed to. We get winter. We get a taste of spring. We get a taste of fall. We thank you for it because we know all that means something, Heavenly Father. So we praise you and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, I pray for all those, Father God, that want to agree with your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Okay, the first scripture we're going to have is from Genesis 12 and 2. We're going to ask Sister William if she'll read that one.
Yes, Genesis 12 and 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song and that prayer. Amen. Reading from the Message Bible. I'll bless those who bless you. Oh, one second. Let me back up a little bit. I will make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Amen.
Amen. And our next scripture, our foundational scripture, these are our foundational scriptures, is in Ephesians 1, verses 3.
Yes, Ephesians 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen. From the Message Bible, how blessed a God and what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to high places of blessings in him long before he laid down earth's foundation. He had us in mind. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all so much. So we are to be a blessing. We're going to find James 1:25. And man, I saw this. I mean, many times I've been over this scripture. I've never seen that. In James 1:25 and many times I've seen that scripture. I don't know why I missed over. I just ran over blessed, what that really mean there, until the Lord got me looking at that thing. But let me tell you, Ephesians 1 is saying that we are blessed, and blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us. So we've been giving the blessing. See, we've been giving divine favor. You've been given holiness. You've been given God-like characteristics. You've been given, really, when you know you blessed, you've been given components you didn't even know you had in you. You've been given part of the Almighty, his vision, his plan, his power, his eternal, his heavenly. And I can prove we've been given heavenly because we said it. Seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So if you're there, you blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We
are blessed because we're in Christ, man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And in James 1:25, read that for me, Sister William.
Yes, James 1:25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
In James 1:25, but whoever changes the glim counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, it's no distraction. I'm sorry, no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. Amen.
Amen.
That's awesome, man.
Did you hear that?
See, you know you're blessed. He says over here in James 1:25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God. If you'll see it in the word of God, but now you can back up because it'll tell you to put away certain things like wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superfluity, and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. It takes the engrafted word. Man, I just wish I had time. Grafted, engrafted is when you take something from somewhere else and put it and it's get life to it. When you give life to it, it becomes a living thing. See, you can engraft a plant from, I can go to Pastor's house and I can get a plant. I can go to Sister William's house and I can get a plant. Doesn't matter. And I bring it to my house, and I put it in a pot. It's not really engrafted until it start living. Because I know a lot of people will grab a plant and try to replant it, and it won't work. It don't work.
All right.
But here's what makes it work. Here's what makes it work. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. See, if you're not doing what it takes to cultivate that or to give life to it, then it's not going to live. You got to put water. You got to put fertilizer. Certain things you do. I ain't into that, but I know I believe pastors into that, growing plants and stuff. But anyway, when you engraft it, and you got to do some other stuff to it to give it life.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do to work with the Word of God. For if you be a doer of the Word, see, a doer of the Word, and not just a hearer only, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way and straightway forget what manner of man he is. Listen, brothers and sisters, you don't ever want to forget you blessed. If you don't do this stuff, you're going to forget you blessed. So finally he says this, for you got to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer. Because if you don't do it, you're going to forget it. But whosoever looking into the perfect law, the perfect law being the word of God, and continue. It's one thing to know you're blessed, but it's another one to continue. See, that's where blessings come. Blessing is a continuation of what you receive. So he says, continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Now, I want y'all to hear this. A doer of the work. This man, the doer. The doer.
Yeah.
This man shall be blessed in his deeds. So you want to know you blessed? You want to know that you're truly blessed? You blessed because you're a doer of the word. You blessed because you do what the word of God says. In James 5:11, find James 5:11 for me, please. Listen, brothers and sisters. I mean, man, I got so much stuff for you today. I know we don't have enough time because I could stay here all day and tell you what a blessed person you are and tell you what the word of God say you are. Since a lot of people, they're religious, and they can't even bridle their own tongue. They deceive their own heart, their own spirit. He says, this man's religion is in vain. But guess what? Your religion is not in vain. What you practice is not in vain. You know why? Because you do what the word of God says. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. You bless whatever you go. You blessing people. You're sharing the wealth. You're sharing the blessing. See? Blessing in terms of you're praying for people. That's what blessings is. You know how you bless something? Bless food? Somebody say amen to that. You bless food?
Amen.
Well, when you bless people, you're praying for them.
Well,
your blessing is like prediction. You know, you're pleading. You're interceding. Help me, Holy Ghost. You're interceding. Even when you lay on hands, you're laying hands. It's like you're asking God to bless that person, to heal that person, to get that give that person God's speed. Because you're a blessing. See, you calling divine protection on that person. So when I was telling you the Bible says for us to be a blessing, I'm talking spiritual. Spiritual. And I don't know who this for, but I'm finna give you a free nugget right now. There's some people you gotta just start praying for.
Come on.
They ain't hearing you yet. You gotta just lay hands on them. Matter of fact, you may just have to grab them and start praying and say, you know what? I just want you to pray with me and start bidding them Godspeed. I mean, it ain't no asking them jack because the devil don't want them to be prayed for. Preach, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm telling you, there's some folks the devil just don't want to let go. And some of them is in your own family. Some of them, you've been around here saying what the devil say about them. They ain't going to get saved. They going to always be that way. No, you got to stop that foolishness. Put away superfluity and naughtiness. And receive with meekness the engrafted word and do what the word of God says. Stop pleading their case. Get them to grab your hand if you have to. Maybe don't even go. Just lay hands on them. Lay hands on them and start praying for them. Just like you know God bless that food, he going to bless them. Preach, preacher.
Amen.
Yes, see, God gonna bless that too. I mean, I know when you pray, you pray that God take away all anything would cause hurt and harm to your body. You pray that prayer. Well, you're blessed in that. You're blessed in that. Well, you have to bless people. God said we'll be a blessing.
Amen.
You care enough that you're putting that divine protection around it. Yeah, that's what blessings is. You're putting that divine protection over it. If it's food, if it's your loved one, you're blessing them to have a safe trip, a safe journey.
Yeah. Amen.
See, it's a big difference. Just like I know blessings is because you're being blessed on blessed. You're being blessed with blessing.
Amen.
So just like you ask a blessing over something. And it's like an encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like maybe your child go off to college or school or something. You're so concerned about their welfare. You know, you put blessings over them. Lord, bless them wherever they go. You know, bless them wherever they you know, you want God's divine protection. You counting them as blessed. I'm trying to show you, brothers and sisters, you are a blessing, and you are to be a blessing, and you're to speak blessings over people's lives. God is expecting that out of us. And in James 5, verses 11, how that reads?
James 5:11, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. You've heard, of course, of Job's staying power, and you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because God cares right down to the last detail. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Behold, we count them happy. That means they're blessed.
Yeah.
We count them happy. Count them blessed.
Mm-hmm.
See? Which endure. Job was blessed because he endured. Yeah. He endured people dogging him out. Oh, man, even his own wife, that sister, dogged him out.
Yeah.
That heifer told him to curse God and die.
Yeah,
she didn't leave my house instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody get around me and tell me to curse God, they got to go.
I know that's right, Pastor. Say that.
But Job endured that kind of conversation from his own wife. And how about them friends are here? See, you got some friends don't believe in you. They don't believe in what you're doing. They don't believe in the Word of God. That's number one. It ain't so much you, because if they believed in the Word of God, they could believe in you, because when you tell them you're a blessing and you want to bless them, instead of them holding out their hand and saying, hey, well, I need to bless you spiritually. God have given me all this spiritual blessing to share with you. Then they don't. But he said, we have heard of the patience of Job. So sometimes you just got to be patient, man. Just got to wait on it. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Watch it happen. Watch it come to fruition.
Amen,
but you don't stop doing what you're doing to please them or appease them. No, you keep on blessing them. Blessing on blessings and keep on blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, and you have seen the end of the Lord. Just go back and read the story of Job, and you'll see how everything was taken from him. He got blessed seven times more.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And I read that, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. We count them blessed. Who endure?
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Don't worry about getting offended, brothers and sisters. I told you over there in Matthew 11:6, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. You're going to get offended. Folks going to get angry with you. But you can't let that stuff bother you, man. You know why? Because you believe in Psalms 103:1-5. That's what you believe in. You believe in Psalms 103. Yeah, Psalms 103:1-5. See? Matter of fact, we need to probably go there. See, it's this kind of messages that blesses my heart, because you can get a blessing from that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But don't be offended by the truth. That's what makes you free. The word of God is truth. If some people is offended by the truth, Jesus said in Matthew 11:6, but I want you all to find Psalms 103:1-5. He says, you are blessed. Who is he who is not offended because of me? I mean, when God started opening up the truth to me, I was offended. Because I had been doing stuff wrong. I didn't want to accept that. But once I accept, then I got on God's page. I started wanting truth like he. See, God ain't going to speak no lie. I don't care how you twist it. At the end of the day, the word of God is going to prevail. It will prevail.
Mm-hmm.
So just wait. Be patient. Because the word of God is going to prevail. In Psalms 103:1-5, how that reads, sister?
Psalms 103:1-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who hath all thy disease, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who corners thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle.
Amen. Woo. What a blessing. From the Message Bible. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll tell his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. Amen.
Amen.
Read that one more time for me, Pastor. What is that, out of the Message Bible?
Yes. From the Message Bible.
Okay, read that one more time.
Okay, Pastor. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. Amen.
And understand this word, bless him. Because when you say bless him, you're saying consecrate him. Make purify God's word. Purify the things that God have did. When he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, he's telling your soul, which is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Yeah.
And all that is within me, be holy for God. Make holy. Denounce it. Let it be devoted. Let it be clean. Let the words that come out of my mouth be like God's word.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
When you say, hallowed be thy name, do you realize you're blessing God?
Mm-hmm.
You're exalting God?
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he said, bless all that is within me, everything in me, every vein, every muscle, every cylinder, everything in me. I want God to bless.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes God want to hear everything. He wants you to know that you're speaking of everything. So when you tell your Heavenly Father to bless you, man, I just wish I had. He said, bless everything within me, every fiber, every vein, every blood cell. See, he's acknowledging everything in him. He wanted to be blessed.
Yeah.
Even your tongue. Lord, bless your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the veins that carry the blood and oxygen. Bless everything within me.
Yeah.
To me, this is a awesome exaltation here.
Amen. See?
When you blessing God with everything, I know we're running a little over, but maybe I'll leave that because I want you all to know we got so much to cover with that alone. When you think about bless his holy name, man, God's name is holy. And we'll talk about some of the holy names that he has.
Yeah.
And then when you think about the fact that he says, and forget not all of his benefits. I wish I had time. Don't forget the benefits.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know nothing about benefits. Ask somebody who get food stamps or on welfare or getting government. There's a system. They get benefits. They got one card that you can get a benefits on, and the other card you can get other stuff on, but it's the benefit.
Amen.
Ain't nothing like some benefits. Especially when you get insurance and you don't have to pay no copay. That's benefits.
Yeah, yeah. That's
right. Insurance is one thing, but no copay is a benefit.
That's right.
You say the first 60 days, after 60 days, then everything you pay come back to you. That's benefits.
Amen.
See, you get the benefit. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't going to get into that. I'm going to put the brakes there. Tomorrow is Thankful Thursday.
Mm.
Now, I know somebody going to bless God tomorrow. I know you're going to come on here and bless him. Bless him with a scripture. I'm telling everyone, I'm asking you. As much as I want to tell you, I'm asking you. Get a scripture and let's bless God. Let's just bless him. Just, if it's just one scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bless God.
Hallelujah.
And then you can be a blessing to somebody else. Now, if you be a blessing to God, you'll be showing up a blessing to somebody else. So let's go on and bless God tomorrow. But for today, anybody have anything they want to share, press one, we'll let you in. Anything you want to share at all, just press one, and we'll let you in. And you have anything you want to share, this is the time to share it. But on tomorrow, we're going to bless God.
Amen.
We're going
to
bless him today, too.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read that passage, Psalms 101-5 from the New Living Translation. And it reads, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never, he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills me with life, with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Ooh, that scripture just beautiful. It blessed my soul. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Anyone else? Well, if not, hey, Jamai, I know we ran over a little bit. Had a couple people drop out. It's okay. We'll see y'all on tomorrow for the word at